It's 8:55, 40 degrees right now in Urbana. It's time to take a closer look at the commodity markets here on this Tuesday morning. For that, we bring in Pete Manhart with Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, and we're lower across the board. We're still continuing sideways stuff. Yesterday, we had corn up 3 to 4 and beans up 2 to 3. They had been, you know, higher than that in the beans, maybe up 5 to 6, and corn basically near its high. Four and a half today. We're the opposite. We've been down 3 to 4 on corn. Right now we're down 1 to 2.5. Beans have been down 5 to 7. We are down 5 right now. And the wheat continues to be down 4 today after it showed strength the last couple of days. But South America, especially where the new president was elected in Argentina, they did cut export taxes on all corn and wheat. They cut tax from 35 down to 30 on beans, but now they're talking about making their peso be worth less by the end of the year, doing it quickly. And if that happens, they could farmers could sell a lot of stuff that they still have that's unsold. That's helped push the beans down today. It's not known really how many beans they have yet to sell, but if you have lower value on their currency, they're getting paid dollars, and that makes the price they're receiving go higher. At the moment, we have March corn down 1 3/4, 377 1/4. It's been at 76 low. We have new crop December 16 down 1.5, 397 1/2, one off its low. We have March beans at 870 3/4, down 5 1/4. It's been to 69 1/2. The new crop Novembers have been to 84 3/4. They're at 886 3/4, down 4. March wheat down 3.5 at 490 1/4. That's 4 off its low. The U.S. dollar is back up 23 at 97.88. And crude oil is up 65 at 36.96. Those both helping hold things lower. So that the corn and beans and wheat all showing less value today. Normally this time of year, we have things start to turn around and climb, grind upwards, but we are not seeing it this year. We're still have not broke out from the sideways pattern of higher or lower depending on the week or the day, and today it's a down day. And this is Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal.
All right, Pete, thank you very much for that report. It's always good to hear from Pete Manhart on a Tuesday morning here on WILL AM 580. Taking a look at the stock market here in the early going, Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 188 points at 17,557, S&P up 25 at 2,048, and the NASDAQ trading higher up 63 points at 5,015. In your forecast here locally, cloudy skies at a high of 44 degrees. West winds up to 10 miles per hour. Those will shift to the southeast by the afternoon. Mostly cloudy skies tonight. We have a slight chance of showers after midnight. Temperatures will be nearly steady in the lower 40s. Southeast winds 10 to 15. Breezy tomorrow, partly sunny. A chance of showers and a high of 53 degrees with southwest winds 15 to 25. Colder tomorrow night, partly cloudy, a low of 30. And a continued cooler for Thursday, mostly sunny skies, the high 37. Looks like we'll be in the 30s through most of the weekend, maybe up over that 40-degree mark again on Sunday, lows down into the mid and upper 20s. Another hour of Morning Edition coming your way here on WILL AM 580. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Online at willag.org. It's 40 degrees at 9 o'clock.